Leary became immortalized with his slogan, "Turn on, tune in, and drop out." As the drug culture grew rapidly in the late 1960s, it was widely observed that young people paid little or no attention to dire warnings against the hazards of marijuana smoking, LSD using, and other forms of drug use, noted the editors of Consumer Reports. When the evidence of their own experience contradicts adult propaganda, they, like sensible adults, rely on their own experience and tend to distrust, in the future, a source of information which they had found unreliable in the past. As the major media began to report stridently on the campus drug scene, public interest grew, as did demand, and the campus drug revolution of the 1960s was off and running. Some researchers wondered whether the drug revolution was simply happenstance or part of the fascist globalist plan to weaken the structure of American society. Following the hearings by a Senate committee on the testing of human subjects in 1977, Senator Ted Kennedy referred to the infamous CIA mind control experiments by stating, "The deputy director of the CIA revealed that over 30 universities and institutions were involved in an extensive testing and experimentation program which included covert drug tests on unwitting citizens at all social levels, high and low, Native Americans, and foreign. The intelligence community of this nation, which requires a shroud of secrecy in order to operate, has a very sacred trust from the American people. The CIA's program of human experimentation of the 50s and 60s violated that trust. It was violated again on the day the bulk of the agency's records were destroyed in 1973. It is violated each time a responsible official refuses to recollect the details of the program. One certain violation involved the death of a scientist working on mind control. According to the government, in 1953, Dr. Frank Olson, a biological and mind control scientist working for the U.S. Army at Fort Detrick, Maryland, was surreptitiously given an LSD-laced drink by Dr. Sidney Gottlieb while attending a conference at Deep Creek Lodge in Maryland. Some days later, a distraught and hallucinating Olson threw himself out of a high window of a New York hotel. It appeared to be either a drug-induced accident or a suicide. However, Olson's close friends and family members still believe Olson was murdered to prevent him from speaking out against the MK-Ultra program, which he had come to both regret and despise.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.